Good morning. It is the 2nd of February, Groundhog Day. Steve Smith with you, and with me right now, Joanne Fox from The Globe, the newspaper of the Catholic Diocese of Sioux City. Hello there, Joanne.
Good morning, Steve.
And welcome to another edition of Cultural Continuum. We begin with a big event for the Food Bank of Siouxland. They're holding their signature event. It is called Empty Bowls. It'll be tonight at the Delta Hotels by Marriott in South Sioux City. There will be soup, bread, and dessert, along with a handcrafted bowl for which to put your soup in. And all attendees, it's kind of a reminder of hunger in Siouxland. A lot of them are made by like real live artist type folks, and they come from a variety of different sources, as I understand it. Doors open at 5 o'clock. Dinner will be served at 6 o'clock. If you'd like more information, you can go to siouxlandfoodbank.org.
Gigi's Playhouse, Down Syndrome Achievement Center in Sioux City, presents Rockin' the 80s with an extra chromosome party. That's tonight. It's at 6 o'clock at the Delta Hotels by Marriott in South Sioux City. You can find more information on that. They've got a website, gigisplayhouse.org.
Ode's second anniversary show is tonight at ISU Design West. So it'll be 2 years that Ode has been going on. It's at ISU Design West in downtown Sioux City tonight. The theme is risk, and seven folks from the community will be telling stories, true stories, on stage, exploring the edges of uncertainty when love, safety, and happiness are at stake. The show will open with live music by Sean Blomberg at 7 o'clock. Ode is a live storytelling series produced by Siouxland Public Media. You can find out details by going to kwit.org. You can also get tickets there and from our Facebook page as well, I believe. Or you can just call us here at the station.
You could do any of those things, quite honestly.
All of them.
Yes,
all. But that would be kind of weird and confusing to us.
It would be. Christian Bezadenhout will perform a solo forte piano recital at Morningside College. That's today. It's going to be at 7:30 p.m. It's going to be in Epley Auditorium. The performance will include works by Haydn and Beethoven, who composed specifically for the forte piano. Now, this recital is also going to be broadcast live on KWIT, KOJI. 90.3 and 90.7. And so you can listen to it live. You can also listen online at kwit.org or on our mobile app. Very exciting collaboration with Morningside College.
Indeed. You can also go to morningside.edu if you'd like further details on that. Sioux City Public Library is celebrating Take Your Child to the Library Day with a puppet show. That'll be tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock at the downtown Elf's Downtown Library. After the show, children can create their own puppet to take home.
The Sioux City Art Center is opening a new exhibition entitled Icons, Elizabethans, and Elegies for a Mad King, paintings by Steve Joy. There will be a reception Saturday, and that will be from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Art Center. Steve Joy's abstract art draws inspiration from his world travels, English history, and Christian icon paintings. Joy was born in England, and he has a studio in Omaha. More information, SiouxCityArtCenter.org.
Big doings up in Orange City. Orange City Arts has partnered with Mad River Theater Works to present Freedom Riders, and that'll be tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock at the Unity Christian Night Center. One show only. Set in 1961, the family-friendly musical follows the nonviolent protests in the segregated South. You can find out more by going to orangecityarts.net.
The Betty Strong Encounter Center will present The Civil War, 1861 to 1865. Now, this is the second and final lecture of a two-part series by Dr. Don Hickey, and it will be on Sunday at 2 o'clock. Dr. Hickey is a Wayne State College professor of history. He will examine the military and naval history of the conflict and explore how a war over the future of the Union turned into a war to abolish slavery. And I don't think you would be remiss if you didn't see Dr. Hickey's presentation the previous Sunday. He's pretty good about kind of bringing everybody up to speed. So please try and take advantage of that final lecture. It's just fascinating about the Civil War. Betty Strong Encounter Center, Sunday, 2 o'clock.
The Nebraska Conservation Educational Fund and the Wayne State College Wildlife Society Club are screening Rancher, Farmer, Fisherman. It is a new documentary film on the conservation efforts of food producers along the Missouri River. The film will be shown in the Connell Room, 131, on the Wayne State College campus Monday evening. That's February 5th at 6 p.m. If you'd like details, you can find them at wsc.edu.
Rancher, farmer, fisherman kind of reminded me of Tinker Tailor, Soldier Spy.
But way different occupations.
Way different. Well, the South Sioux City Public Library is hosting weekly gardening classes, kind of an eye-opener with the precipitation we've had. But that will be every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Now, this class on February 5th is themed What's That Growing in Your Garden?, where you can discover some of the most unique fruits and vegetables that can grow in the Midwest. More details on that, southsiouxcity.org/library.
Coming to South Sioux City, a traveling photo memorial of Nebraska's fallen soldiers. That'll be on display at the College Center in South Sioux from Tuesday, February 6th through Sunday, February 18th. An opening reception for Remembering Our Fallen will be on Tuesday, February 6th at 11 a.m. If you'd like details, you can find them at rememberingourfallen.org.
Saxophonist Jose Antonio Zayas Caban will perform a recital called A Tribute to Puerto Rico. Now, that will be Tuesday, February 6th, 7:30 p.m., Epley Auditorium, Morningside College campus. Now, Zayas Caban was born and raised in Puerto Rico, and the recital is meant to help raise awareness for Puerto Rican music and to show solidarity for Puerto Ricans recovering from Hurricane Maria. Lots more information on that performance, morningside.edu.
And we'll be exiting our program this morning with a little of saxophone music from Mr. Zayas Caban.
Excellent.
Sioux City Public Museum has a new exhibit on display called Native American Artwork, featuring Chuck Raymond. A retrospective of the Winnebago artist's works is being showcased, along with a selection of Native American artifacts from the museum's collection. The exhibit will remain on display through the end of 2018.
And lots of listeners are familiar with Chuck Raymond. He's quite the artist, and really a proud moment here in Siouxland to have his stuff on display. Across the river in Wayne, Nebraska, Wayne State College presents sculptures and drawings by visiting artist Santiago Call of Lincoln, Nebraska. Now, that will be now through Tuesday, February 20th. Born in Belize, Call draws on childhood memories and Latin American symbolism to spin tales of discovery and fable through art. Again, over at Wayne State College. More WSC.edu.
And that's about all that we have for you this morning on Cultural Continuum. Remember, if you have something you would like to submit, you can email it to us at kwitpsa@witcc.edu. And remember, if you missed something this morning, you can find all of our cultural calendar on our website at kwit.org. And you can also hear a rebroadcast of this or hear the podcast of this program on our website as well. Again, that's kwit.org.
BikTok, like a lot of Shelley's music, is a reflection of her own experiences. And so that's something I really like about Shelley as a composer, is that she is able to put a narrative that has to do with, say, a memory or an experience that she's having into the music in a very specific way. The piece. Thank you.